This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 426 for Monday, June 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were lower on Monday, retreating from earlier gains as activity in outside markets weighed on prices. Canola was steady to down $2 at the close, July down $1.20 at $464.80 per ton. Speculative short covering had provided support in early trade as investors were busy rolling their positions out of the front month. However, losses in the Chicago soy complex and strength in the Canadian dollar eventually pulled prices lower. Mixed weather conditions across the prairies were somewhat supportive, with seeding delays due to excess moisture continuing to cause problems in parts of Alberta. However, widespread rains in Manitoba and Saskatchewan over the weekend were generally seen as beneficial for already seeded crops. In the U.S., activity was mixed today. Soybeans lower, the July contract down 3 cents at $8.65 per bushel. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Thursday, and positioning ahead of that report accounted for some of the activity. Average forecasts call for relatively steady old crop U.S. ending stocks, but a larger new crop carryout. The world numbers will also be followed closely, with downward revisions to South American production estimates expected. The USDA reported weekly soybean export shipments of 213,000 tons. That was down on both the week and the year. However, total exports to date are still running slightly ahead of the year-ago level. Corn futures, they are higher, the July contract up 2 cents at 333¾ per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export shipments of 1.1 million tons were in line with the previous week's level, but total exports to date are running about 26% behind the year-ago pace. Midwestern weather remains relatively favorable, with corn seeding estimated to be about 95% done. Wheat futures are mixed today. The winter wheat's all lower, while Minneapolis spring wheat up. July spring wheat up 3 cents at $5.22 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down a penny in July at $4.60 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 3 cents in July at $5.11 per bushel. Hot and sunny conditions in the southern plains over the weekend allowed producers to make good harvest progress bringing in the winter wheat crop, with reported yields in the 40 to 60 bushel per acre area. However, dryness concerns in Europe and the Black Sea region did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.